Hello, good evening, welcome. Yes, it's another episode of 300, the RC Racing Podcast, with me, your host, Pete Lyons of Schumacher Racing, Alexander Haywood of X Factory UK, and William Venables, Venables of Team Associated, joining me this evening. Well, we got so much to talk about. Let's get to it. But first of all, can you please say good evening, please, Alexander?
Good evening, Peter. How are you?
I'm very well. That was really muted. That was really muted after the build-up I gave you. I'll not do that again, you know.
Good evening, Peter. Next time. How are you?
That's a bit better. That's better. Otherwise, you can go to the back of the class and be quiet. And sit at the back. You can put your hand up as many times as you like, and I won't be asking you any questions. Please say good evening, William Venables.
Boys, how are we doing?
We're doing very, very well. Have you taken some tranquilizers or something, Alexander? Because you're sort of like... You sound like you're on Mars at the moment, and that's not to say anything about the recording quality of this broadcast, more your attitude. Come on, look lively, son. So, yes, so much to talk about. Do you know what's been going through my mind this week? It's been absolutely killing me. There is a show that used to be on TV. It might still be on TV. It's the sort of thing that's always on at lunchtime on, like, D-Max, or the Hallmark Channel or something. It's called Cheaters. I don't know if any of you guys are aware of it, but it has this wonderful singing intro where it goes, cheating is a crime. It happens every day. And it's basically people being caught out cheating on their other halves. This guy hosts it called Joey Greco. And it's just wonderful trash TV from the USA. You know, people, you know, getting up to all sorts of tricks, and they have private detectives following them, recording it, you know, making fun of them, sort of like showing people a really good time by taking them to Burger King on a day, you know, really splashing the cash. I can tell... Alexander's probably feeling really self-conscious at the moment, because that's where he's been taking Amy on his hot dates. It's been Burger King, KFC, all these wonderful Coventry night spots.
No expense spared, three or four times a week.
no expense spared if you want a really good pie.
Have a meal and a side if you like.
the gardeners, oh yeah, for a really good pie.
The gardeners.
What's the brewery in where was it? Not Slough. Where was it?
Swindon. What's the brewery in Swindon called?
What's the brewery in Swindon? Is that a courage? It's pointless, isn't it? The best people haven't come. It's been a waste. We have made the effort. So we've got sidetracked. Will, we've got you on the show. You are fresh back, fresh faced from Slovakia, in Europe. For our American listeners, 20% of our audience, American listeners. So just highlight to them, Slovakia in Europe, Huddy Arena, X-Ray Manufacturer, latest round of the Euro Off-Road Series. So controversial or what? Over to you. So you left on Thursday, was it? Over to you.
Yeah, what a time to be alive is all I can say. So yeah, flew out Thursday morning. So I actually, in fact, almost missed my taxi. I woke up to my Uber calling me, so I wasn't gonna have like 10 minutes to I literally had 10 minutes to dip my head in the shower, brush my teeth, and still pack half my bag. So I'm just going to leave that there. Yeah, pretty easy going journey. I was privileged enough to have enough air miles collected to get a, quote, business class flight for a two-hour flight. Whether that it was...
Bosh, good. Yes.
Yeah, I know, right? So, yeah, that was good. And then, unfortunately for Paul and Leroy, I saw them two in the lounge. So they had to put out me for the rest of the... best of the trip in the flight.
Paul Crompton and Lee Martin, yes.
Yeah, so they had to put up with me, sadly. But yeah, other than that, obviously we landed in Vienna because it was a lot easier to get flights to there, and met Neil and Craig, the general, as you call him. We drove over to the Hoodie Arena as we was watching the track build. So we'll get onto that bit in a second. And yeah, pretty much we got to the hotel and the track opened for normies like us at 4 to prepare our stuff and put our pits down and everything. And yeah, so that was pretty much first day. And then about everything else, I don't really know where to start, to be dead honest.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think just to give a bit of background for anybody who doesn't know, although I think an awful lot of people do know, there was basically a video that was circulated on Facebook which showed various persons had completed 217 laps at the Huddy Arena prior to the EOS event. Now, there's been explanations on Facebook that it was from working out the jumps and the distances, making sure the track flowed, but that's an awful lot of laps, 217. And for me, personally, I don't like that at all. If you're competing at an event, it should be a level playing field, that everyone rocks on up, nobody's been on the track. Certainly nobody's been on the track running lots and lots of laps who is going to be competing in the event. I'm not keen on that at all. And it's just really clouded over this whole EOS round, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, 100% agreed.
Alex, are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, so what do you think about it?
Yeah, not cool, really. Obviously, like you said, there's been various statements going around on the internet to kind of suggest what they've been doing and who's been doing what, and or who hasn't been involved rather as well in what actually happened. So but yeah, I mean, to kind of drive that many laps on a track just to test the flow of the track, it seems quite extortionate. I think if you go back to kind of our series we do here in the UK, we have our national series across six tracks around the country. And all venues, I believe, have to close for a minimum of 2 weeks prior to the event. So Robin Hood Raceway has the first national of our series this year on the 6th of April. They've got a race meeting this coming Sunday, yeah. Which then the track will be closed for 2 weeks afterwards for track preparation and to make sure no one has any running at all at the venue, let alone the kind of the layout that they're going to use for the national. It's the venue as a whole can't be used. And you feel like that should be kind of like a standard kind of procedure across all these kind of big events, really. I know they had an event at the Hoodie Arena the week before the XRS series on a different layout, but at that venue. And then they have I think they have like club nights or open days where people can go and practice, I think on, I think it was Tuesday and possibly Thursday as well. But yeah, to kind of, for people to be running that many laps before the event, it's, yeah, not cool, really. And when a lot of people are travelling long distances to go to these events, for people to have such an advantage if they've run the track already, it seems a bit unfair.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think I'd feel a bit sore about it. You know, how would you feel if you rocked up to, like, you know, say the Stotfold National this year? And Alexander, oh, where's Pete? Oh yeah, he's just completed 65 laps of the two-wheel drive track. You know, yeah, that's really sporting. I don't think it's very sporting. Now, I know Uri Hardy's come out, made some statements about it yesterday, I think it was, and certainly today again. It still doesn't get away from the fact that there's individuals that competed, I think, who ran quite a lot of laps, despite it's whichever way round the track it was or feeling the jumps out. It's just not quite, doesn't seem to be right. But, I mean, I wasn't there. You were there, Will. So you were explaining earlier, before we started the call, obviously the Huddy Arena itself, it's a carpet race. For those who don't know, it's slightly different due to there being, it feels like there's rubber supporting the carpet, isn't that right?
Yeah, so it is EOS carpet, but it's tiles. So because of that, I guess it needs some sort of support. So underneath the actual fibres, there's rubber that supports it. But also the actual fibres itself is quite shallow compared to normal EOS carpet. I don't know if you guys have kind of felt EOS carpet normally. I know that sounds really wrong, but just bear with me. That's the best way I can put it. But because of that, normal EOS carpet, it feels like it has a lot more give. So if you sort of rub your hand, rub your hand against it, you know, you can sort of feel it move around a bit. But this stuff was quite, because it was shallower, obviously it didn't have that give as much. And it felt kind of abrasive hand over it. So pretty much what that translated to in driving is you had a lot more rear traction. So because of that, but also you had no give in the carpet. Like on normal EOS carpet, when you drive on it, you kind of have that ever so slight slide on there to make the carpet look it makes it feel easy to drive on. Maybe you guys agree, I don't know. But because of the higher fibers. But because it was shallower, there was no give. So you were pretty much just understeering unless you had your setup on point or you had the rear end. Apparently the key was to get the rear end dialed in so you could get steering. But pretty much if if you hadn't been there, you were absolutely nowhere. So, I mean, I guess it was like there was an XRS they have had that XRS series and a few days before into the EOS. So it was all of a sudden people that were normally in the D and C mains, all of a sudden were A main, B main. And don't get me wrong. I'm all for, home track advantage. If you put the time into practice, by all means, that's fair enough. And I agree with that. But although I am a bit salty, I got beaten by a few 10-year-olds, which made the A main. But as I said, they obviously put in the practice, have nothing against them. And obviously, to take an A main at EOS obviously is, a terrific achievement. But obviously at the same time, I'm kind of a bit butthurt at the same time. So
I guess with these kind of places, they may, about home track advantage, even if people hadn't been running on perhaps a few days prior or the week before, when you go to EOS tracks, although they're all very similar, so in this country we have a few EOS tracks, we have Silverstone, Junction 16, Neem, and other tracks as well. They're all similar in terms of the surface, but I do think they drive slightly differently. As you were saying, Will, the forward traction on that particular track is really strong traction going forward. So you kind of sacrifice a bit of steering. And I think although in this country we run on the same surface at these number of clubs, the age of the carpet obviously has makes a bit of a difference. I suppose the temperature in the buildings makes a bit of a difference. And also the jump style makes a bit of a difference. But you can imagine at the Hoodie Arena, they probably use the same jumps that they use kind of week in, week out for their weekly testing, but just put them in different places around the track. So people would be people would have an advantage just by running on the track and the fact that they know the jumps inside out, as Pete was saying, you get a flow for the jumps and that kind of thing. So you'd imagine you would have a home advantage doing that as well.
Yeah, but I mean, I think also the biggest thing as well, and this actually isn't anything bad to X-Ray, but the car's designed there. The car's designed there, it's tested there, and obviously they will have, it's obvious they'll have a setup. And now I'm not saying that in a bad way, I'm just saying that, it's simply put. Like the Schumachers are very good on EOS carpet because I'm pretty sure they use Silverstone as a baseline. It's X-Ray obviously have the facility. But I mean, so obviously most X-Rays, to be honest, were pretty dialed, everyone I saw going around. But yeah. I mean, I don't want to say it's a bad thing to have home advantage, but at the same time, as a lot of us that are coming overseas to spend a lot of money to go here, it does sort of make the playing field a bit uneven. But it's a hard one to say, to be honest. It's a hard one to say.
Yeah.
I think there is a difference, though, between what you might argue is home advantage, which we all understand, and having a setup and maybe running a layout consistently. I think it is different. I mean, I know a lot of the national tracks pretty well. So do you, Will. So do you, Alexander. But, if they do a different layout, you've got a feel for things, but you still sort of takes you a practice session or so to get your eye in, I think.
Yeah.
But if you've had the layout down and you've done a whole bunch of laps, 3 or 4 days before, I think that's a different thing altogether. Yeah. So It really did cast a bit of a shadow over this round. Although you have to say, you know, a massive well done to Michael Orlowski winning in the X-ray backyard with Schumacher in two-wheel drive. And Bruno did a great job in four-wheel drive. And Bruno actually went to lengths on a post to highlight that he wasn't there when all that practicing was going on. And credit to him, because he always comes across very well, I think, Bruno. And there were a few digs made here and there at him, not least by the Priest. Did you see that one? Nick Priest, who was good enough to take some banter the there. Not least by the Priest. New catchphrase. Hashtag.
Yeah. Not least by the priest.
When he said about Bruno. But Bruno said, well, look, I wasn't there. And it's fair play that Nick Priest had a laugh about that. But, you know, fair play to Bruno for four-wheel drive. And, I think you were mentioning earlier, actually, that one of the few drivers who wasn't at the XRS was Lee Martin. And I think, obviously, then credit to him, brilliant work, Lee, for winning one of the A-final legs, which I thought was superb that Lee got a win there. Well done, Lee.
Yeah.
And I think it was just a bit of an issue, and I personally wouldn't like it. I don't think it would. Imagine rocking on up to one national events and knowing that one of the organising team who races at the nationals had done a whole load of laps on it. It doesn't go down very well, does it? You know, what are you saying?
Pete and Stutfold.
Honestly, it's one of my favourite jokes. Is I'll go and tell Brian Preddy or something, and I'll just drop it into a conversation and like say, oh well, you know, everyone's setting up for the national on the Friday afternoon. I'll say, well, you know, I know the track's great because I spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday here running the track continually. And so, you know, the jumps work really well. And so I see people spluttering and their eyes sort of like, you know, they're choking on their words. Of course we don't do that. Keith Wardle's absolutely brilliant. We don't do that. We don't even use a layout that anybody has raced on probably within about 3 or 4 months. So we do something totally new, as new as you can, with a fixed sort of the undulations of the track. Do something totally new. So even for people, although people say that, I'm hardly ever there, actually, because I'm always in the Midwest somewhere. But something fresh and new for everyone, I think that's the right thing to do. So do you remember the names of the two 10-year-olds that basically handed you your backside, Will?
I was actually going to touch up on this as well, because I just want to say, like, I didn't mean to put them in a bad light. That's what I didn't mean to say.
I don't think anybody thinks that. I certainly don't think that. I certainly haven't been spending the last 10 minutes writing headlines like a newspaper journalist, you know, vindictive Venables blames disaster on 10-year-olds, or, you know, Venables claims wasted EOS round due to kids. You know, I haven't been writing anything like that.
Venables hangs up his transmitter for good after EOS catastrophe.
EOS catastrophe for Venables.
Was it a catastrophe, catastrophe, Will? Or how did you get on anyway? Tell us how you got on.
Yeah, so I did kind of struggle for the whole weekend, to be 100% honest. I was in the C in two-wheel and the dreaded DQ in four-wheel. So it wasn't really my best results. But yeah, coming back to who actually made it, it was, I believe the two kids were Bartek and Bartos. So I just want to say, obviously, to them guys, like, they can aim at such a young age, you know, like, congratulations. And I'm sure it's the first of many. And I know, I believe Adam Izay and Max Gotzel, they also made it. I know they're two very quick. They're very quick at every EOS. So, like, for them to make it, I think it was really good for them as well. But, to be honest, I struggled a bit, to be 100% honest. It was hard. We all struggled to try to get steering in the track, to be honest, with the limited time we had.
Your car in particular, or was everyone kind of, like, say, from the UK or whatever, were they all struggling to kind of get the car set up to how it should be, do you think?
Everyone I spoke to pretty much said the same thing, that they were struggling with steering.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. That's pretty much what everyone told me, and I sort of I agree with that as well. Because everyone was just trying to dial in steering. We were just trying to find a way how to get the car to go around. Because it felt, at least my car, it felt like I was just chucking the wheel left, right, like I'm like a six-year-old that's just come into RC. It kind of felt like that when I was driving my car. So, I mean, you know, I mean, to be that honest, like, it was still a good EOS. Like, I always wanted to go to the Hoodie Arena. So, you know, that was sort of a bucket list race for me, if you can say that. So, you know, like, other than the whole, like, controversy going on, it is an amazing facility.
I was going to say, it does look a fantastic arena, and credit to them for the facility, I think. I think the world will be great there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm hoping they'll sort of learn from this, and the world will be a bit more fair, if I could say that. But yeah, I'm
500
sure, like...
laps next time. I think it will be. I think it'll be a great venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like, you know, the town is really nice as well. The food's really cheap. I mean, it was actually a whole dinner for me was was even cheaper than a McDonald's, believe it or not. Nice big pizza and a nice drink was actually cheaper. So, yeah, I mean, I think it'll be good for the worlds as well. Obviously, I think they've got to just make sure they don't sort of maybe do a bit more practice than they should, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I think they'll learn from it, Alexander.
I think from what's happened this weekend, I can imagine the whole RC world is now going to be looking at X-Ray and the Hoodie Arena to see what kind of happens to the worlds. And I think they'll put on a great show. I think they'll do it all properly. It'll be an amazing track, an amazing facility. It's already been moved once the worlds, so. I think they've got to keep it where it is, and I think it'll be bang on. I can't see any problems arising this year for that. It'd probably be a lot better than it would have been if it had it been in Reims, full beans in Reims for the worlds. it'll be a better track with maybe a little bit more grip as well. You can imagine, than Reims.
Crikey, don't go there, man.
So, I think it'll be good. I think lessons have been learned and they'll be fine.
Yeah, I think so. Dave, that's a bit of an in joke for people who might know what that's about. I'm saying no more. Dave. I think the facility looks amazing. It's certainly a place I'd love to go at some point, maybe one day. I agree with you. I think it was Bartek and Bartosz, but I'm not 100%, but fantastic to see such ability, youngsters coming through. It's what we need. I've always said that we need, younger drivers coming through all the time, and to see them is great. And I don't think anybody thought that about, what you were saying. It's perfectly understandable to be salty. being handed your backside by two kids just into double figures in their numbers of age, and so you find, hey, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, but yeah, I know it's a bit beneath where you'd want to sort of target.
It could be MK again. So it was better than that K final, whatever.
But you absolutely dominated that K final, Will.
You did.
Dominated the K final.
You did. I think it was good of you though that you went out. We talked about that. You did. It was absolutely brilliant that the MKGP back in January in Milton Keynes, that despite having a disastrous four-wheel drive day, you went out and raced in your K final to do the right thing by your sponsors, which credit to you. So that was good. Just wanted to say thanks to all of our listeners here. We will break 1,000 listens with this show quite easily. We were just shy. I wanted to say 5 shows, 1,000 listens, but we were just under, so I would have been lying. So I can't say that. So thank you all for listening to the show. We really do appreciate it. Subscribe and share it about to your friends. And as I said, 20% of our listeners are in the States. So it's great to have you guys on board, and we'll do our best to explain the UK and European racing terminology and events we might talk about and some of the jokes, without meaning to sort of sound condescending at all, but obviously we can't just assume everyone knows what we're talking about. So we have, and you mentioned it just earlier, Alexander, the Nationals around the corner. So yep. I know myself and Abe are in for all the two-wheel drive and all the four-wheel drive Nationals. Yeah. What about yourself, Alexander, and you, Will? How are we looking on that front?
Yeah, two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, each one.
Yes, and Will?
Yeah, I'm in for everyone I entered into. The only one I'm going to be skipping is Eden Park. I'm graduating university at the end of May, so I'm going to be in June. I'm going to be traveling just for a little bit. So the only one I'll be skipping is Eden Park, which is fine. So, but I'll still get every other one.
Yeah, I heard Eden Park this year. I heard from Mr. Preddy himself at the weekend that they've completely resurfaced the track.
I know some of it's been done. I didn't know it was. I don't know if it's all of it though.
Yeah, I wasn't sure as well. I haven't seen any photos, but he mentioned to me because he's going to go down for like a club meeting they have a bit later in the year. But they've resurfaced the entire track, including they've astroturfed all the concrete moguls and all sorts. So that'd be quite interesting to see
they
if
really?
That has actually happened. Yeah.
Well, okay. I thought that concrete was never going. Personally, myself, I'm really looking forward to getting back down to Eden Park. Steve Brook and Sharif are great guys. I really like it there, and I've missed it. And I think it'll be fun to be back down there. So it's very pleased that it's back on the calendar. I think obviously, I don't really have any national tracks I don't like. I struggle sometimes with the Boughton surface, but I'll certainly be looking forward to having another crack at that with the Schumacher cars this year. Stotfold, we all know, a great AstroTurf off-road track. Kidderminster, multi-surface. I love Kiddy, though. I know some people don't. I love it. I love Kidderminster. You're always on the move at Kidderminster, whether it's, you know, even the straight is a curve. So it's like your car's moving up, it's moving down. There aren't many, really, any jumps, really, are there, to speak of? There's a tabletop at the back, but it's almost more like
jumps.
Of a... Yes,
there
the track moves
in there.
At different
Richie
heights.
And Ben, Richie and Ben have created layouts when I've been there practicing with them on certain days. And you can, there is a big jump in the centre. You can jump the entire table, depending on what track layout you use. But generally it's kind of tricky bumps and jump, like small kind of humps. I like it. It's been the same ever since I can remember. I've been racing 21, 22 years, and it's basically been the same ever since I can remember.
I love the place.
It's great.
I love the place, and I'm really looking forward to being there again. Will, do you like Kidderminster?
Yeah, I actually really like Kidderminster, actually. I was cool, like, daydreaming as you guys were sort of talking amongst it. I really like the concrete sections and like how you're always on the move, even though it sort of like keeps you on your toes for the whole 5 minutes of every single race. It is a really nice track, and there's loads of undulations, so you kind of like, you can carry momentum from the right places. So it's like, it's a hard track to get it right, but if you get it right, it's really rewarding.
I agree.
The concrete's got a bit of grip to it as well, so you can kind of like, I know if you're on the right hand side of the track, you can sort of like power down straight onto the AstroTurf, and it feels really nice to drive on. It's kind of, I really like it. It's really good fun, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's a great track. Then obviously Telford, which I think is holding the Vets and Juniors, if I remember correctly. Is the F2s? Where's the Vets and Juniors then?
But I don't know. Southport?
I thought it was at Telford. No.
Telford's definitely got... Oh, no, Vets and Juniors might be Broxton.
I might be
wrong there.
Southport? Southport, one of them?
It's Broxton or Telford, I think.
Telford have definitely got the F2s.
Right, okay.
Because I've earmarked that one to go to. So that's definitely the F2s. But I'm not sure about the Juniors, actually.
Yeah, that must be at Broxton then.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look on the calendar.
I think. I need to. I put these all in my calendar, and I can never remember any of it. It's one of those strange things that I note down and can never seem to remember. But yeah, so that's obviously just around the corner. And obviously the Bradby Cup this weekend on Sunday. Will you going?
No, I'm not. I'm afraid it's just too far for me. But I'm gonna go get some practice at a local track, Harts in Hertfordshire.
Yes.
I'm gonna be going there because I actually haven't been outdoors since last year, which is really bad. But just with being a third year student and everything, I literally have no time during the winter. So now I'm happy to get back outside again. I know it sounds like a lame excuse, but it really is difficult to balance both racing and personal life.
Absolute state of you, the absolute state of a person who's a student who can actually say to me with a straight face, I don't have the time to go outside. Honestly, I'm not having that. No, I can sympathize. But of course, Alexander Hayward, X Factory UK, you are not there, are you?
I am not
at the Bradby Cup. I was stunned when I found out that you weren't actually racing for one day of the week because you're not actually here, are you?
I'm not here. In the country, no. No, I'm not in the country and I'm not entering a race abroad either. I am at a music concert on Sunday in Belgium. So I'm going to have probably my second weekend off in the last 12 months.
I race a lot on Sunday. I was stunned that you were at a music concert in Belgium, to be honest with you. And it's not like a GABA techno festival either, you know, where you've got to wear like big black blocker shoes and sort of like, you know, stupid neon green things tied in your hair.
It's much more hardcore than that.
What are you going to do?
I don't think we need to know, do we, Pete? Do we really need to talk about this?
You don't want to mention it, do you?
This is an RC racing podcast.
Okay, listeners. It's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to his family. He's a disgrace to his family. He's a disgrace to the sport. He's basically a disgrace to his home city of Coventry. He's a mess of a man. He is. We'll leave that there. Gotta say, Bradby Cup, I've got this right, James Helliwell, Stephen Pearce and co have had 148 entries, which is just fantastic. I'm so pleased for them. Robin Hood's great. I've always found it a little difficult there, actually. I've never got on that well. But let's see what happens this year. I'm there this Friday for the Schumacher test day that's going on. So I'm looking forward to running some laps with Abe and the two-wheel drive. But it's great to see so many entries for the event. And the Bradby Cup format is worth explaining for listeners as well, for those who may not know. Who listen abroad, because obviously we have listeners in the Far East and in Australasia as well as the USA, Europe and the UK. It's four rounds to count, so all rounds count, and then it's bump up finals, if I've got that correct. Top two bumping up, I think. That was the format that the chap wanted to run, that the event is in memory of. And I think it's going to be really exciting to see what happens. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to it. Lloyd's going, so I'll be pitting with him. And I just thought was really pleased to see such a great response to it. I've normally missed out, actually, because it fills up so quickly. But I was waiting this year. I saw James Helliwell at the Westbridge for Buggy Blitz. And I said, when's the Bradby Cup booking in opening? And I think he told me it was like late Feb to keep my eyes open. So I kept in touch about it and I made sure I got right in there when it opened. So really looking forward to that at the weekend. Really looking forward to it. And what other racing have we been up to recently? So obviously, Will, you've been off to Euro Off-Road Series. And what have you been up to, Alexander?
Just more local stuff, really. So Silverstone Club Nights on Tuesdays, Moulton College in Northamptonshire. Yep. Yep. Kidderminster Man was this weekend just gone, which was pretty good. With a mixture of sunshine, rain, and hail, which made things a bit interesting. And then the week before, I think it was Dudley, the final round of the Dudley Winter Series, which is pretty good. Managed to come fourth in the final round, just behind the general, Richie Thorne.
The general is Craig Drescher, for those who don't know. One, in my opinion, one of the most legendary races ever, and a hero of mine. In my racing when I was much younger, just the guy was superb and still can turn a wheel quite well, I think you could say.
He's still got it. He races. He TQ'd, actually. He TQ'd for the second time in a row at Dudley. He doesn't race an awful lot. He probably raced, I think he's done four events there this year, but he hasn't done any racing since there the year previous. And he can just turn up and he's still super quick. He's just so smooth and he hits every apex of every corner and it's just incredible to watch, actually. And
didn't he beat you, Will, at the CML Classic in France last year?
Well, 18 months ago, wasn't it, I think? General, the CML Masters.
Yeah, the general did. He still gave me a whipping even though he hasn't touched the radio in so long. To be fair to him, well, to put myself in a bit of light, it was a tie break, but he got the lucky end. I'm not gonna let him go of it just yet, but
no, you've got to fight your corner, Will.
Exactly. I'm not gonna let him run away just yet.
You've got to fight your corner. But
Pete. So that's what we've been doing. But I'm surprised you're still racing after last week.
Shut up.
And I'm surprised you haven't actually quit, because we were talking about Will being beaten by 2 10-year-olds who have only just made it into double figures of age. I believe your son Abe has only recently made it into double figures of age as well. He's what, 11 years old? Is he Abe?
Yeah, he is 11. He's a little older than that. Yeah. So he's going to be 12 next month. Still 11, so, but he'll be 12
very,
next
very
month.
Young
racer.
But I mean, remind me, Pete, what happened on Tuesday last week?
We were at I'm not quitting, as I've told many, many people. I'm not quitting because I still really enjoy it. No need to sound disappointed. I still really enjoy it. And the day I quit will be when I don't enjoy it or when it's detrimental to racing.
Which was after Tuesday. Abe's loving it. Abe, you're not enjoying it anymore. That's it. We've had enough of racing now. Yeah, let's try something different.
That's it. Let's do something different. Basically, we were at Silverstone, and admittedly, we were racing the L1, which is the four-wheel drive, but there were a couple of other four-wheel drives there. I think Sean Thompson from PBM had a four-wheel drive there. I think it may be one or two others. But my one defense is that I gave Abe new tires. He had brand new tires. I had brand new fronts on, but one run or two run old. So it was a bit imbalanced, really. But I wanted Abe to have the new tires. But it's no defense, mate, because I couldn't catch him, is the bottom line. And I'm not slow. I could not catch the boy. And he ended up qualifying second behind Danny McGee. Who was about 12 seconds up the road, I think, racing two-wheel drive, Schumacher. Danny was phenomenal all night. But Abe qualified second and finished second in the final. So in the A final, he just drove off. And it wasn't lucky. I knew that. It was not luck. It wasn't, he had a lucky qualifying. He had a lucky final. He qualified second and finished second. And, you know, in round two, I made a couple of errors pushing it, and he came up to lap me. So I let him go and just sort of trundled round. And I thought, well, I'm not going to get on his cause him a problem because I want him to do well. So I sort of, you know, you just let him go and then sort of give it a few seconds. And then I carried on. But I could not catch him. But that's the thing. That's everything I work for. All the time I put in, everything is geared up to that end. It's not, I'll give you all the rubbish equipment and whatever, and, you know, I'll have the new stuff. Abe gets the right kit, the right tyres, you know, have to work for it. You know, that's fine. Yeah. But that's my end aim, is to give him every opportunity. And I've seen him obviously when he started, back when he was about seven, and, you know, not able to keep it in a straight line. And now he'll put it down on the track and he'll go for it, you know. So I'm really excited to see how he gets on this winter. We've done winter. this summer with the National Series and the West Midlands Regionals. If he does well, he does well. If he doesn't do so well, it's fine. You know, he loves it and he'll do well, I'm sure. On that tack, it's been brilliant to see one of his close friends, Ben Smith, doing so well. I think Ben recently at this weekend, he won the West Bridgeford Buggy Blitz Series 2-wheel drive, didn't he? I think. So that was fantastic. I forget who won 4-wheel drive though. Did you see the results? Was it Eugene? Eugene Galley? I'm not sure.
I think it might may have been. I didn't see the final results.
James Helliwell? I can't quite remember. I'm sure somebody can who's out there listening. That was great to see. And Jamie and Tommy, of course, Abe's two other great friends, going from strength to strength. I think they recently finished very, very high up in the Silverstone Winter Series, I think it was, wasn't it? I think, was it Paul Crompton won it, didn't he? I think then Tommy came second and Lloyd came third, I think it was, in two-wheel drive, I remember correctly. And Jamie wasn't far behind. Because they've been doing phenomenally well for you, haven't they? At Team Associated, well, they're doing great.
Yeah, they just seem to pick up the Associated stuff straight off the bat. To be honest, they just put their head down and they found something that worked well really quick. So to be fair to them, they've been really good indoors, and we've all worked as a really good team as well. So it'll be good to see them in the summer as well, and using their knowledge as well to help us all as a team. So it'll be good, I think.
It's great to watch Jamie and Tommy. It's great to watch Jamie and Tommy at these events. And Jamie puts in so much work, so much time and effort. And you speak to Graham and Julie about the boys and how they're getting on. And it's amazing to hear or see just how much time and effort Jamie puts into setups of the cars. And they kind of work together. And Tommy kind of says what he wants with the cars. And Jamie and his dad sit there and kind of work out what to do. And they kind of try different things between them. And they kind of share their knowledge between the two boys to make them try and make them both go faster, to try and get what works for them. It's great to see two young lads kind of really, really into it. And obviously it's all paying off for them. The amount of time Jamie and Tommy put in on the track and off the track as well, it's great to see it all kind of paying off for them.
I agree. I've said before, they're a lovely family, and they are. Same as Ben and Simon Smith. And I think it'll be a really exciting national season. I expect to see Ben, Tommy and Jamie right up there at the sharp end at the Nationals, and I'll be rooting them on and hoping that they do absolutely brilliantly, because you couldn't want for three nicer lads and parents. So we'll be crowing about their achievements. I make no apology for that. So, I mean, that's kind of it, really, other than I haven't retired and don't intend to.
Let's just see what happens at the end of the National Series when Abe perhaps just creeps ahead of you at the end of the series.
If he did, I'd be more than happy. I honestly will, but I still enjoy it. Like I say, I will quit the day I don't enjoy it, or it's detrimental to his racing. If me mechanicking full time doing bits and bobs would be better, then I would think about it, definitely. But I don't think we've reached that stage. And the thing is that Abe will get older, I will want him to do more on it anyway, on the cars, for us to work together. So I think we can, I'm not over the hill, for goodness sake. I think we can, I can carry on for a little bit yet. As I say, I think I've got quicker, to be honest. I think I shall keep working at it. Practice makes permanent, as I like to say. Keep working at it and see how we get on this year. But it all starts, I kind of been in limbo, really, because we're coming to the end of the carpet season, really. And this Friday will be a test day, and then Bradby Cup on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to both of those. And then the regional series starts hitting us. What region are you in this year, Will? What are you doing?
I'm mid-south. I've been mid-south for the last few years, to be honest.
So yes.
I'm still gonna try to do as many as I can, but obviously the nationals are the main focus.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Did you get F1 last year?
Yeah, I got F1. So
yes, I thought,
to be honest, it's probably like, yeah, I got F1, so it's probably going to annoy a few of the F2s in my region, but yeah, I was happy I got it. So
No, it's well deserved. It's well deserved. And you snuck into F2 ends, didn't you, Haywood?
Snuck in. Well in. I think I was 48th in both, and I think it went for F1 went down to 40 and 41 in 2 and 4.
I know, you were really unlucky, mate.
Seven or eight places off it. But this year,
really unlucky. No, I think this year you should definitely go for it. I think you've got a great shout. Yeah. Well, with your B6 and your X-ray, I think you've got a great shout to go for F1, and so you should. I know what I'm targeting, so we'll see. And F4? Sorry, F4. What? F5.
trying to keep on my F5 for this year.
No, yeah, trying to keep hold of my F5. No, I'm F2, so we'll see what happens. But guys, I think that's it really for this week, or this show, this once a month, thrice weekly show. So thanks for listening, everyone. We kind of covered things. We'll be back again in about 2 or 3 weeks. Will, thank you for joining us. I'll think of some new stupid game show to have you on next time, something idiotic to do with your surname or something. thanks for joining. Haywood, thank you. Good to catch up with you. And thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of 300. The RC Racing Podcast. Please share the show about and subscribe, and we'll catch up with you soon. Bye for now.
See ya.
See you guys.